Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. The heat and humidity is the story again today. Let's get the latest in our AccuWeather forecast. And here's Heather Zayer.
Linda, yeah, we definitely have a lot of heat again for today. We're looking at partly to mostly sunny skies across the area right now, and that's not going to change as we go through the day. In fact, temperatures are going to be heading up to about 92 degrees for a fourth day in a row, and AccuWeather Real Feel temperatures with the sun, the heat, and the humidity are going to be in the upper 90s to lower 100s. A heat advisory is in effect from noon through 8 p.m. today. We'll stay in comfortably warm and humid with a low of only 75 tonight, then with more clouds and some thunderstorms moving in for tomorrow and Wednesday. Temperatures do drop back below the 90-degree mark. The full four-day forecast coming up in 10 minutes on 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
And in the middle of all this hot summer weather, one New Jersey congressman is trying to take action to prevent skin cancer. Our Glenn Shuck has the story.
So get ready. Today is not only going to be hot, the UV index nearly a 10, which means about as high as it can be. Get the sunscreen out. According to Josh Gottheimer, the congressman here from North Jersey, not enough people are doing that.
Europe and Asia are way ahead of us in terms of new sunscreen development and new blockers, new filters from the sun. And we just have not approved anything new since 1999.
So the congressman will be speaking from the municipal pool in Fairlawn later today, urging the FDA to try to come up with some new products. Also, a new public safety campaign to make sure that Americans are using the proper sunscreen at a time where 1 in 5 Americans are getting skin cancer by the age of 70. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
The NYPD is still looking for the shooter who may have targeted two boys at a McDonald's in the Allerton section of the Bronx. Police say the shooter said just a few words to the victims before opening fire just before 10 o'clock Saturday night. A 12-year-old boy was shot in the left leg and back. A 13-year-old boy was shot in the left leg. Both were taken to Jacoby Medical Center and are expected to survive. After the attack, the shooter fled on foot on Mays Avenue toward Bronx Park East. You can see video of the suspect at 1010winds.com. Mayor Adams and Sanitation Commissioner Jessica Tisch have unveiled the first ever New York City bin for trash pickup. His Honor also announced a proposed rule relating to trash pickup.
Started November 12th, builders with 1 to 9 residential units will be required to put their trash into wheelie bins. They will be required to make sure that they're in, they're sealed. These are durable, they are attractive, and New York affordable.
Prices are below $50 for the most common size bins, and they can be purchased online. Yesterday afternoon, two families got into a confrontation at Adventureland Amusement Park in East Farmingdale, and it ended with one man being stabbed. He was taken by ambulance to an area hospital in serious condition. Police do have one person in custody. An Adventureland spokesperson said in part that the safety and security of their visitors is their highest priority, and they say any further comment on the incident will be coming from Suffolk County Police. Top leaders from New York and New Jersey, including Governors Hochul and Murphy and Senators Chuck Schumer and Cory Booker, gathered in the heat today for a milestone announcement on the Hudson River Tunnel Project. It's about finalizing the funding for the Gateway Tunnel. Senator Schumer announced that the feds will be covering 70% instead of 50% of the cost. So that means less money from taxpayers and also frees up funds for other transportation projects. The project is expected to create 95,000 jobs. Tenants of an apartment building in the Bronx rallied this morning before going into housing court for their second date in their lawsuit against their landlord.
Tenants from 918 Morris Avenue, 45 units in the apartment, coming together. This long fight, they say, now is in court. A lawsuit against the landlord, Mid-Bronx. Gina among them. She's been in the building 33 years, citing falling ceilings, rotting stairwells, rats, mice, and much more.
People, squatters, and people that are trespassing unlawfully. That's a big thing.
So there's no security at all?
None. No cameras working. People just come in. I've had people sleep literally in front of my door. They think it's a big joke because they don't live there.
So as they head in here to Bronx Housing Court.
Fight, fight, fight! Housing is a human right! Fight, fight, fight!
Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, Grand Concourse, the Bronx.
The NYPD is asking for your help finding the people who slashed a man in Central Park over the weekend. Police say a 42-year-old man was in the park in the area of 67th Street and West Drive when he was approached by two people who started an argument with him. They then slashed their victim several times with knives before fleeing the scene. The victim was taken to Mount Sinai West in stable condition. Anyone with any information is asked to call Crime Stoppers, 800-577-TIPS. Well, last year, a fire broke out at Rikers, trapping some men in their cells. And now they're suing the city, claiming officers failed to bring them to safety as the facility filled with smoke. Joshua Lax represents those detainees. He spoke to 1010 Winds.
The facts are clearly there. The reality is clearly there. And where we go from here is our hope is, you know, we want to get justice for these people. Justice is in this type of case looks like many different things.
The unit where the fire broke out in April of 2023 houses inmates with acute medical needs. A report published late last year by the City Board of Corrections said the fire injured 20 people.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.